Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to bring on right now Eric Rowe, Dolphins defensive back. Getting ready for preseason game number 3 coming up this week against Jacksonville. Eric, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Eric, hey, listen, good morning, and thanks for joining us here. Talk a little bit before we get ready for this third preseason game. So you were with New England and know Brian Flores better than anybody on the team last year and the great year and the Super Bowl championship and everything else. I want to ask you, how do you get playing time? What does he look at the most to get playing time in his sophisticated defense? Help me out. Give me some answers there.
Well, it'd be crazy. It's actually crazy what catches his interest is first is special teams. If you're a rookie or first year, second year, if you don't play special teams, he really, unless you're, an elite guy, he won't really look at you too much. And then second, you would think make big plays, sacks or picks or touchdowns. And really what he looks for is doing the simple things, really great. For example, for me as a DB, just keeping my leverage and, tackling. If I do those things really good, I'm on his radar. Or if you're a receiver, if you can block, down the field, or if you're an O lineman, you can just do simple things, that really catches his attention more than, me getting a pick six or, someone get a flashy catch. So that's kind of crazy.
It's amazing because I always hear about assignments too. Like dummies can't play in his defense. Like if you got outside technique and you go inside, that's also, the guys have told me, a big no-no, and all of a sudden a play gets outside, that'll get you right over next to the coach.
Wow. Be smart, especially in this defense.
Eric, you feeling better? 100, it's almost weird to say when you ask a football player, you're back to 100%, because I almost feel like football players are never at 100. You're close to 100, but are you feeling better off the injury?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. You're never 100%, right. But... get
Eric, how much has it helped you that you were brought in, and obviously Coach Flores and Coach Graham wanted you to be here? How much does it help you just knowing what to expect when you got here?
It helped a lot because it's something that, when you go to a new team, obviously you have to learn, the culture, how your head coach, what he demands, what your position coach demands, and so when they brought me over, that's, kind of a learning curve that I didn't really have to go through because I knew what, I knew what they expected. I knew how, what he was going to instill, here in Miami. So, really, all that, it wasn't new to me.
Eric, how good could the secondary be, by the way? Xavier, Minka, TJ, Rashad, McCain, you, a lot of young guys in there also. How good could the secondary be? We talk a lot about it.
We can be, obviously it's only August, but, we have potential, kind of to be one of the top secondaries if, obviously if we, get the chemistry going, we all practice and play at a high level. We all have really, we're all really good talent now. It's all just kind of gelling together.
You got to help me out on Minka Fitzpatrick. Always a hot topic because he plays a lot of different places. How hard is that in that defense to play a lot of different packages in different places?
I think it's extremely hard because I remember the year before, I was playing corner, and then, like, you know, one play, you know, I'm on the outside, and the next play, you know, I'm the nickel. And then there were times, like, really only in practice where, you know, I forget that, you know, whatever, like, the nickel package is, I forgot that I was playing, you know, the nickel. And so, you know, when the offense broke the huddle, I'm going to my regular spot, and now I'm all messed up, and I'm messing someone else up. So, and he has, like, I think he has, like, three positions to think of, like, you know. So that's, I mean, that's extremely difficult to kind of transition from one to the next. You know, especially if, you know, you're in the moment in the game, you got to, like, keep your mind rolling.
I want to ask you about the hot name right now on your football team. He played in the CFL for 3 years. A lot of people are butchering my man's name. Sam McGuavin, how good has he been, and what kind of story has that been for you as you guys are out there with him, and now he's playing a lot of linebacker with the starters?
I mean, kind of from the beginning of training camp, you know, coach has kind of been calling his name out, you know, in a good way. So, I kind of been noticing. But really, because kind of from them, I've been seeing that he's been progressing, you know, since day one. And so, it's good that he finally, you know, got out there, put it on film, that, you know, that he's been doing really well. You know, I was really happy for it. And then, you know, hearing the story of him going through the CFL and, you know, him getting a shot in the NFL, I mean, he's really taking advantage of his opportunity.
Yeah, what a story.
It's a great story. It absolutely is. Eric, yeah. you read into any, you know, I ask all the guys that come on, do you read into any of the season predictions from all the national publications or the guys on TV, and the aura around the Dolphins team is, oh, they're not going to be that great this year. Do you guys read into that at all?
No, we don't read into it. But, I mean, we hear of it.
Let me ask you about a guy you've lined up with. And we always get that one rookie we get the crush on in the media, right? And it's Preston Williams. You're lining up. What's that big cat with all that talent that didn't get drafted? What's he been like, and how good can he be?
I mean, obviously, he's really athletic. I mean, I noticed it in the OTAs that I was like, wow, this, you know, how this guy did not get drafted is crazy, you know. His size, speed, you know, his athleticism is crazy. But, I mean, he can be, you know, if he, you know, obviously he's a rookie and, you know, you got to keep pushing. But,
right.
I mean, he can be as good a top receiver if he keeps the work going.
Hey, Eric, I want to ask you this because it's going to pop up. Anybody that plays on the other side of Xavier Howard or even a guy that you played with last year, Stephon Gilmore, who might be the best defensive back in football, the guy on the other side gets a few extra balls thrown his way. What is that like?
Oh, I mean, you know, going from, I think over the year, they went from playing with Malcolm Butler and
yeah,
Stephon,
that's right.
And now,
wow.
Now, you know, Xavier, I mean, shoot, you know, playing with, I mean, guys like that, it only makes you better because obviously it pushes me because, I mean, I want to be, you know, obviously I want to be on that level. So I'm sitting here pushing, you know, to be on their level, you know, try to make myself better because, you know, if you got, you know, let's say like this year, you got Xavier on one side. Well, in my head, I'm like, well, you know, he's a lockdown guy over there, so I know the quarterback's going to come my way, so I got to get my stuff right, you know. I mean, at least if I was a quarterback, I would think like, you know, I wouldn't really want to go their way too much, so I'll go the other way. So,
yeah,
you know, I've got to get my stuff right. So, you know, playing alongside them is only making me better.
You feel like you're getting picked on when that happens, though? Because we see it all the time where guys used to say all the time when it was Deion Sanders on one side and the other cornerback, Deion got no balls thrown against him. You ever feel like you're getting picked on?
I mean, I don't feel like it's like getting picked on, but, I mean, shoot, you know. If I was an OC or quarterback, you know, I wouldn't want to go, you know, especially Deion, too much his way. I mean, I would not saying the other guy, but I'm going to the other side because, I mean, you got to go some way with it.
Yeah, no, listen. And by the way, nobody through the years of doing the games on the radio and seeing the Patriots twice a year nobody goes after certain guys more than the guy you played with the last few years in Tom Brady. He sees somebody new come in after an injury, and you might as well just jump up and down and go, Tom, I'm the one that just came in. Go ahead and start throwing at me. Because he's going after you, huh?
Oh, yeah. He'll definitely see it. I mean, he'll see if he's even a linebacker or, you know, safety. He sees everybody. Whoever's coming in new, you know, he's calling some play that has that matchup going, and he's going right after you. So, I mean, that's no surprise.
Yeah. Flores is a big talker, by the way. Is he one of these guys that commands it in practice or anything? Because we never hear anything about Belichick.
About what?
Just a big talker, practice, or anything. Like,
they said Coach Flores talks a little trash. We just can't hear it up in the stands.
Yeah.
Like, he'll get after guys kind of close. Is that the case sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was more in the spring, but there was a couple of times he'll get after a couple guys to get them going.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in practice. He's definitely a talk more than Bill.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out how the Rams only scored 3 points in that Super Bowl. Eric, I gotta tell you honestly, man, that is you might have ruined that coach. He had to go see counseling afterwards. He's going, I just got out coached. I got out coached. Like, stop saying it, man. It's a new year. 13-3, man. That's got to be one of the greatest game plans of all time to give up 3 points against that high-powered offense. That was crazy.
Oh, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, it was boring, blah blah blah. But on our end, we're like, nah, that was a good game. You know, especially we know what the Rams could have done that year. Like, they were high-powered, you know, passing attack, high scoring, and for us just to hold for 3 points. I mean. That ain't easy, especially in the biggest game.
You know, Eric, the other thing is the confusion that you guys do last year are those delayed blitzes. They come from different places. You give a zillion different looks. I think it's been hard on the media to get away from, are you a 3-4 or 4-3? And Coach Flores says, man, you guys got to stop with that stuff. We might play 8 defensive backs. We might have 8 linebackers. I'm going to do some stuff. You got to get used to it. It's been kind of hard on everybody, but you've been part of it. What is it like? What would you tell people?
I mean, now the defense is, we have, you know, a lot of different packages where you can't really say, like, oh, we're a 3-4 team or just a 4-3 team. Like, we have a lot of different packages where people play a bunch of different roles. And I mean, it's confusing to us at first. Because, I mean, it's a lot of roles, a lot of thinking, a lot of different assignments. But once, you know, we're starting to, you know, kind of get it down. And once you get it down, you can see the offenses are confused. Like, okay, like, you know, for example, like Minka, like, well, you know, on the depth scouting report, says that he's a strong safety, you know, but what's he doing by the D-line? Or, you know, what's he doing by the D-line? And, you know, that just throwing me off. So we don't know what he's doing. Is he rushing? Is he coming? Is he dropping? Like, it just confuses him. And, I mean, obviously that gives us, you know, an advantage.
It's the beauty of Flores' defense, right?
That's it, man, right there.
Eric, best of luck this week against Jacksonville. Stay healthy. Preseason game number 3 coming up this week. The dress rehearsal. Best of luck, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. That was Eric Rowe, Miami Dolphins defensive back. Are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphin Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, the event that raises funds for an innovative cancer research at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center, is scheduled for February 29th in 2020. The DCC donates 100% of all the raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. That's DolphinsCancerChallenge.com.
That's millions and millions of dollars to a really good cancer center right now. Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.